It often takes a tragedy to reveal the fundamental fragility of a system. And for our oceans, the Gulf oil spill has done just that. But even before oil began gushing into Gulf waters, Massachusetts sound artist Halsey Burgund felt inspired to explore our emotional connection to the sea.
I go to the ocean to feel
as if
I can find something deeper.
How many
His new project is called Ocean Voices, and it will be performed tonight at the Museum of Science.
Vast. I could imagine, like, if you're on a boat in the ocean.
WBUR arts reporter Andrea Shea has our story.
Jacques Cousteau would have turned 100 this year. Like a lot of us, sound artist Halsey Burgund first learned about life under the waves by watching the French explorers' documentaries and TV shows in the 60s and 70s.
You know, Jacques Cousteau would always say people protect what they love.
All of you who love the sea, help us protect her.
He's somebody who brought the ocean to the masses.
Cousteau used film to do that. Burgund is using music. Sort of.
Every time I go into the ocean, every time I...
Oh.
At a rehearsal for his performance, Burgund showed me his home studio in Bedford. It's filled with instruments, microphones, and computers, like an audio laboratory.
I am not a scientist at this point. I'm not a politician. I'm not going to, you know, there's lots of things that I'm not. But what I am is a musician and a sound artist, and I think I can affect some small change in the ways that I know how. And Ocean Voices has really been a way for me to do that.
Very hard.
I think the world will be kind of like dry and like empty.
Ocean Voices is an experiment in ocean advocacy. It combines music with human voices, hundreds of them, reflecting on the sea. Burgund plays the voices by manipulating a unique electronic device called a mallet cat. It looks like a high-tech xylophone.
So if I have this button pressed down, it's...
No water.
I can hear these kids...
Well, I think we'd probably...
Talking
fact,
about the ocean.
Without the ocean, our Earth wouldn't even be here.
And then if I press a different button, this same instrument can become a marimba, or it can become a piano. But the voices are the primary thing that I'm playing when we're performing, and I think of the voices as another instrument.
I like the ocean when it's raining. And it's warm because you can't tell the difference between the rain and the ocean.
But how did the sound artist get these voices? With the help of marine biologist Wallace J. Nichols and the internet. Together, the artist and the scientist created an interactive website and an iPhone app so anyone, even you, can record your own voices and upload them to the project. Here's scientist Nichols.
We just started collecting voices from people all over the world in response to a set of questions about how they feel about the ocean, how they interact with the ocean, what they know about the ocean.
With every drop of water you drink, every breath you take, you're connected to the sea, no matter where on earth you live.
That woman recorded her voice at sea in the North Pacific. The question, "Describe a world without oceans," prompted this from a landlocked region of India.
I don't want to imagine a world without oceans. Our world without oceans can simply not exist.
Burgund and Nichols have collected more than 1,000 voices so far, all ages and ethnicities. Three of Jacques Cousteau's now grown grandchildren gave their blessing to the project and even pitched in their own voices, including filmmaker Céline Cousteau.
There is always something going on underneath the waves. There is always something going on. It is a sensation of underneath the waves.
Scientist Wallace J. Nichols, a lifelong ocean advocate and sea turtle expert, knows how deeply people feel about the ocean. But he says mixing our thoughts with music, performed by Halsey Burgund and a live band, hits us in a universal but intimate way.
People describe it afterwards and they say, wow, I felt like I was just tapped into a lot of different people's private thoughts about the ocean all at the same time.
I see a world without oceans as a place without having depth. Land extends on forever, but the ocean expresses a deep unknowing.
That's what Jacques Cousteau was all about. He was about getting under your skin, into your brain, and showing you something that literally would blow your mind.
If I want to know what it feels like to be in the ocean, I just have to close my ears shut. And then it feels like I'm floating in the ocean. And there's a low, kind of throbbing noise. And it also feels like being in the womb.
Ocean Voices premiered at the California Academy of Science earlier this year to celebrate Jacques Cousteau's 100th birthday. The performance is going on tour, and the web project is ongoing. Right now, though, the artist and the scientist who created Ocean Voices want people to react to the oil spill in the Gulf. They recently added a new question to their website. How do oceanic spills make you feel? For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. I
was born and raised in Madrid, right in the center of the Iberian Peninsula, surrounded by ocean, yet deprived of it. I grew up in a world...
Halsey Burgund also has a sound installation at the Decordova Museum in Lincoln, Massachusetts as well. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea took a tour of that, and you can hear it at wbur.org/Boston. Leave us a comment while you're there on this story or any other story you hear on Radio Boston, or give us a call on our listener line at 617-353-1137. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mazzi, and Ted Seifer. Our interns are Megan Kane, Talia Ralph, Jake Mahoney, and Hugh Roberts. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Do have a wonderful weekend, and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.